All right.
Hey,
what's up, man?
I could see you.
I'm Jesse, and your name?
Dave.
Dave, yeah. And Matt?
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you? I'm good, man. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
Two-thirds of wimps?
Sorry, Rachel, for the beer.
Oh, that's okay. We all got jobs. You guys got jobs?
Start next week, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Wimps certainly seems like a pretty sweet job, and I listened to the EP this morning a couple times the whole way through. It's fucking awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Cool, thank you.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Are we going to start? Or just going to go for it?
Are we doing the thing?
Oh, well, okay, so yeah, you're live right now, everybody.
Okay.
I've been talking about
you so we do.
For the last hour off and on. Okay. Two-thirds of the Wimps are here. Go ahead and introduce yourselves first.
I'm Matt, and I play bass.
I'm Dave, and I play drums.
And this new EP, what's it called?
Super Me.
How long has it been finished?
It has been done since we recorded in November last year or something. No.
January.
Of this year.
Of this year. And then
we recorded 18 songs.
We recorded 18, and we had it done and mastered in May. And yeah, so it's been done since May, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's 18 songs. There's only 5 on the EP. Obviously, that's why it's an EP. Are the rest going to an LP? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, they're all going to come out on an LP by the end of the year.
Okay.
So,
including the EP and everything else?
They're separate. So the EP, it's the Super Me, it's 5 of the songs.
Okay.
And there's like 12 songs that are coming out.
12 different on the well, LP. 11 different songs.
11 different songs.
Yeah.
This is on Kill Rock Stars, yes?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
how does that feel?
I've been a big fan of that label since I was like 18 or 19, so...
Sure.
I was really big Unwound fan, and right. Heavens to Betsy, Sleater-Kinney, Bikini Kill. Yeah, it meant a lot to me, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I've been hearing about the Wimps for a couple years, and I know before Wimps there was a band called Butts, and I don't know... Is there a one-syllable band name revolution happening, or is it just with Rachel Ratner's project?
I don't know. Maybe that's true. I don't know. I guess.
I'm trying to think of more recent bands or more recent bands.
I saw it coming, but then I was thinking recently. I haven't heard.
Yeah. Who else? I don't know.
Dumps. Mommy Longlegs is more than one name. Childbirth.
I think it's one syllable, right?
Oh, one syllable, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to think of those. Yeah. They're easy to remember, though.
Yeah, it took us forever even to think of Wimps, and then...
How did the name come about?
Matt, you came up with it.
Did I really?
I think you
did. I don't remember.
But then we found out immediately that there's been about 35 other bands called Wimps, too, so...
That takes some of the pressure off, I would imagine, perhaps. Kind of toil and do your thing until you rise above. Or something.
I guess. How'd you figure? I forget.
We spent the first 2 years in legal ambiguity. Lawyers working it out before we could practice.
Yeah. There's a Olympia band from the 80s called Wimps that actually contacted us, but we kind of became friends with them. So
yeah.
I think it's all cool. Yeah.
That's very cool. Does Seattle and Seattle's weather figure? I mean, okay. I'm guessing neither of you write the lyrics, or do you? Any of them?
Not at all.
Okay.
Once in a while, little parts, but mostly Rachel.
Yeah.
Do you feel like Seattle figures heavy into those lyrics? Or what figures heavy? It's very interesting lyrics. I'm dubbing it like, don't take this in the wrong way, bumper sticker punk. Like
it's bumper sticker punk.
It's like one, it's a slogan, it's kind of repeated over and over, and it kind of just drills into your head.
Yeah, I think there's definitely like quick things that you can remember or whatever. Like I think the way Rachel writes, like the themes are easier to get across, which works good for us, I guess. Yeah.
I think Seattle plays a little part of it. I mean, I think you can't help but be influenced by the environment around you, I don't know.
I need coffee.
Well, I have a little bit of coffee. If you guys want
to, oh really?
Sip off it.
I'm fine.
Share your one coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have some.
There you go, man.
Thank you.
Have at it. So I was noticing some very cool backup vocals, and at one point And also, this isn't meant as a pejorative, but it sounded like my cat. Like, I had headphones on this morning, and my cat's really noisy. Uh-huh. And I had to take him off a couple times. But totally in tune and totally cool.
That makes sense.
And almost Beach Boys-esque, I thought. A couple of woo-woo or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Who comes up with those?
Oh, those are mine. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you come up with your own parts?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Matt's
very
a big,
cool. It adds a lot.
Big Mike Love fan.
Are you?
Huh? Mike Love in particular? I like the Beach Boys.
I was picking up on that a little bit.
Really? That's pretty good. I think so. First, yeah. There's a song on the new record that's very woo-woo-woo-woos, like the high
Is that settling
Beach
down?
Boys thing. No, on the new record that you haven't heard yet. Right. So, yeah. But, yeah. I think
new EP, is it out on cassette?
It's cassette and MP3, yeah.
Obviously
so,
it's on Bandcamp. And-
yeah, we were, Kill Rock Stars, when they asked us what, they approached us, and they approached us right when we got done with the record, like, we were making, like, a list of who we were going to send it out to,
yeah.
And they were on there, and then they wrote us out of the blue, and they were like, what, do you have anything coming out? And, like, we were going to try to pitch, like, a 7-inch or something to somebody else, and then pitch the LP separately. And then they were like, oh, like, do you want to do a tape? Because vinyl takes so long to turn around.
Yeah.
So they're like, you just want to do a tape because we can get back in a week and you'll have something to sell during the summer and stuff for, like, tours. So.
And so when Harley Art approaches you, sorry, Harley Art.
Other people Kill have made the same mistake.
Kill Rock Stars.
The K Records and the Kill Rock Stars. It's like the same. Yeah. Yeah, it's very confusing.
They both were in Olympia too for a while.
Yeah, they both were.
Right.
Yeah.
But so they when they approach you in that manner, you've already paid for the recording. So what are they doing? Are they manufacturing the cassettes and giving you guys some to sell, distributing them? How does it work?
Pretty much what you said. They gave us some to sell.
And then we get some buttons and stuff.
T-shirts. Sweatshirts. It's kind of a, I think people maybe think that we were like, we given this like great bonus or signing bonus. It's like didn't
you're all rich now.
It didn't really.
Yeah, we're all rich.
It didn't work out that way. it's pretty just, you know, they put out stuff out and we get some to sell. So that works out fine.
Do you feel like since the announcement that this has all gone down, signing to this kind of storied lit Northwest label, revered, whatever, the people are looking at the band differently, taking them a little more seriously, perhaps?
I don't think it's
very well put together, but silly, some of it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's about the same. I think some people maybe might be paying a little bit more attention to us than they were previously. But, I don't know. I feel like we've just played shows and done our thing or whatever, and it's just kind of been steady. So,
does it change the way you approach your craft?
No, I don't know. I think, you know,
your craft.
Oh, craft.
Your craft.
No.
Your craft being drumming in the Wimps.
I think my craft has stayed the same.
It's stayed about the same.
It's nice, you know. I think, you know, I'm excited that more people might get to hear our music, and you know, definitely when people heard we signed, there was a lot of people like, "Oh, congratulations, you signed!" You know, and but yeah, I'm excited for more people hearing it. But I think our day to day hasn't changed at all, really, yet. You know.
Yeah, is it planned?
Well, no, we get like more
day to day change.
Maybe we get more asks for shows.
Really?
Or is that stayed the same too?
I think it's about the same.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing's changed.
overseas people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, overseas? You guys going overseas?
We might get to. Yeah, maybe. That's a goal.
I think we were hoping maybe next summer we can get overseas.
Yeah. You find the reaction? I've never actually seen Wimps. I'm going to now.
We played here one time.
Yeah, we did play here once. Yeah.
Yeah. We had to set up the PA this hour. So.
Oh, you did what?
It was a trial. We set up the PA. Oh, okay. I didn't know how to do it.
Do you feel like the reaction is pretty immediate to Wimps? I feel like it would be. Like in a live setting?
I feel like each show is different. I mean, sometimes it's immediate.
I think sometimes we play shows where maybe the crowd is subdued and then they go home later and react. I would hope they react later because they didn't react at the show.
Sometimes we play shows where people just stand there and stare, and then we're like, wow, that was, they didn't like it, and then we'll find out they really liked it and bought stuff after the show, and I don't know. I mean,
I think those are older crowds.
Yeah. I feel lucky that younger people like us seem to like us.
That's the key, right?
I guess, yeah. It's nice.
Get more longevity.
Yeah.
Get more years of loving it.
But, yeah, I mean, crowds vary, shows vary. What do you think? Is our reaction immediate? Hey, I think it depends.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. What's either of your opinion on youthful teenage vandalism? Did you guys ever partake in any of that? Like, even if it's mild, I mean, I'm not talking about, like, burning a building down, but knocking a porta potty over, running over trash cans, doing donuts in the schoolyard.
Rachel's not here, but I know what Rachel would say, and she would be against it.
Yeah, I
would take a stand against teenage vandalism.
I think I wanted to do stuff like that, but I was just pretty much a nerdy guy, so I wasn't really involved in any of that. You know, just kind of stayed home and watched TV when I was a teenager. And
what shows?
Headbangers Ball. Led Zeppelin and Who Bootlegs, Kids in the Hall, Simpsons.
Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't.
Married with Children?
I used to watch Married with Children.
It's pretty edgy.
Yeah, it was edgy back then. Yeah.
My mom wouldn't let me watch that.
Yeah, we were talking about that once. Yeah.
Really?
She wouldn't let you watch a lot.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I got slightly scolded by an older lady a few weeks ago. I said I loved Married with Children. She's like, well, how did it form your worldview? Very, it must have. And I'm like, no, I just watched it. I thought it was really funny. I don't know if it formed my worldview, but it was, you know, I watch it now and it still rings really true and really funny. I don't know. Over at the Central Cinema, they had some episodes.
Oh, nice.
And I watched like four in a row. And
is it edgy at all anymore?
Yeah.
Is it really?
And as an adult, like, you see these truths that are in there, like, whoa. I don't know. It's a good show.
That's one of the first Fox shows, I think.
You said Simpsons. I thought of Married with Children.
Yeah.
Both of those around the same time. You two have been in a fair amount of bands before. Name some of these. I've got a list that I found in a Stranger article. But you're in that always. Part Man, Part Horse. The Intelligent Scraps, Broken Knives, The Pulses, Universal People, Meth Teeth, Consignment Market, Electric Blanket. Any of those?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are all bands we've been in, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle bands?
Mm-hmm. Portland bands. I've been in a couple Portland bands.
Are you guys Portland guys?
No. I have a lot of friends in Portland because when I was 18, I lived in Tri-Cities. Everyone from Tri-Cities goes to Portland or Seattle. So I was playing in Meth Teeth down there.
Meth Teeth, right.
Yeah, which is it was in Portland, but I would just drive down. And then another band, Swimmers.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I lived in Portland for a while, a couple years ago for grad school, and I would come up
to every practice. Weekend.
Yeah, pretty much every weekend. Yeah, that was in the article. Yeah.
Did you ever make it in under? Yeah, I read that. Did you ever make it in under 3 hours?
Yeah, yeah. If you leave at a certain time,
it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, if you leave it like after 8 p.m., I think you can really nail that. Like,
and you got a head full of mescaline.
2.5 to 3 hour. But we drove down the other day for a show. It took us 5 hours. It's fucking horrible. Yeah.
Are we allowed to curse on here?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
But yeah, I learned after a while like when to leave or when not to leave. But it can be really bad traffic sometimes.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah. You were almost late for the show, yeah.
I live here at like 3:30 or 4, trying to get to a gig at like load in by 8, and you barely.
Yeah, the people in Portland have no idea either.
Yeah, because
everybody's like, where the fuck are you?
Yeah.
It's like it takes 7 hours to drive here.
It's like 2 hours.
It's horrible.
Yeah, the whole part, Seattle Olympia was the whole traffic, yeah.
That fucking
the forts.
Base, that military base,
yeah.
There didn't used to be traffic around there.
But we have to, I think, really... think about playing down there and like how much time we have to leave in the future because it's getting ridiculous.
Are drugs important to rock and roll?
What kind of drugs?
Like the worst of the worst.
Oh, well, I mean, not for us, but
I was talking to Don Bowles. He's this drummer of the Germs.
Oh, yeah.
Smart dude. And he said that anything that kind of makes you like a worse and more like dire human being is very good for rock and roll.
I would say that's true. I think like problems and stuff make for more interesting bands.
Yeah.
Like general, overcoming maybe stuff. In general, yeah. That could also be, you know,
or it could just be a bad thing.
Bad relationships or heartache and all that kind of stuff.
I don't know.
So yes on drugs?
He says yes. I mean, I feel like I want to say no, you don't need that. yeah, I don't know. I think there's got to be good music made without.
What about with teenage vandalism? Is that part of rock and roll?
Yeah.
I don't think you ever landed on an answer on that.
Is it part of rock and roll? I don't think it has to be.
I don't know which part. I just dabbled. I dabbled in a lot of that.
You're a teenage vandal?
A little bit.
Yeah, how would you vandalize?
Do you have a tag?
I had a tag. Yeah.
What was your tag?
Flay.
Flay. F-L-A-Y. Nice.
But I wasn't like artistic about it really.
Yeah.
Did you didn't do like big graffiti pieces or you just did tags?
No, I just like climbed the water tower and spray painted.
Yeah. Where's the water tower at?
In St. Augustine, Florida.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'm from.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know.
No, not around here. Oh, we would do mostly fairly innocent, just fun things. You know, go wrong way down one way streets, screaming, you know.
Yep. We used to drive around in high school with a megaphone, and we'd yell out the window at people.
That's pretty funny.
And it was very loud. It's like a PA, so people would like fall off their bikes and stuff.
I did that once. But not with the megaphone. A crazy friend of mine just screamed out the window at this old man on a bike. And he looked and just like off the road and into a ditch. It's awful, man. Fucking awful.
Yeah, it's very bad.
Would you do like kind of jackass kind of stunts? Or not that gnarly.
Like step up my butt?
Yeah.
No. not to be a vandal. I didn't do that.
Does pizza have a place in rock and roll? And if so, what's a rock and roll topping?
I like pizza a lot.
What kind of toppings do you like? What's your most rock and roll topping, Dave?
I like cheese.
Cheese.
I'm pretty pepperoni's plain pretty guy.
How about pepperoni, huh?
I guess pepperoni would be a rock and roll topping, huh?
How often do you enjoy pepperoni?
Not very often.
Not very often.
I don't know. Is there a pizza punk genre of punk?
I feel like it caught on. And it's cheeseburger a little bit, but mostly pizza.
Personal on the pizzas?
Personal on the pizzas. I think pizza's pretty rock and roll. Pizza's a fun food, so rock and roll is fun.
It never sucks.
Pizza's almost always pretty good, yeah. Except at the place by Collins in Oakland. McCollin.
Our place is really bad.
McCollin. Max's, sir.
In all of America, where's the worst pizza place that you've ever been to?
As far as chains, Garlic Jim's.
You're supposed to say the place next to.
Oh, next to Max. Star Deli in Oakland. It's a bad pizza.
How many stars on your pizza scale?
That would be probably 0 to 1.
0 to 1?
Yeah.
Okay. What's so bad about it?
Matt, you had it too.
Kill that, you?
Sure.
Thank you.
Some coffee, dog. First time I've ever shared coffee here. I like it.
You had that pizza before.
Vibe. Ran late. Pardon?
You had that pizza.
I know. Before. I'm asking you.
It just was flavorless.
Mm.
Yum.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a fan of like pizzas that you would put in your oven just like from the grocery outlet?
Yeah, I get like Red Baron sometimes.
Red Baron?
Yeah, I think Red Baron's
a threefer for like about $8.
Oh, really?
Bucks.
That's not bad.
It's about like 50 cents a meal. It's really nice.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I live right by the grocery outlet too. I live a block away. Cool.
Do the Wimps have a philosophy as you're playing? Do you see something that they're going for? Is there something that's somebody's here? Do you see like a reoccurring theme? I don't know. Is there a vibe? Is there an MO? Is there a mission statement? Tell me a little bit about that. Or do you guys just play? And let kind of Rachel deal with that type of thing.
Yeah, I see less because I'm playing drums. I'm in the back.
Yeah.
I try not to look at people because it makes me nervous sometimes. So.
Just while you're playing, or all the time?
So every day. Yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
Our MO is to have a good time, I think, mm-hmm. and get as many free pizzas and beers as we can, and go places that get paid for.
Taking beers, taking the free beers.
Uh-huh. Is that a good MO?
It's a great MO.
What's the deal with the double toilets here?
That's right. Yeah, I remember
that.
I
think at one point it was a stall situation, maybe. And now it's not. It's so, two toilets. I think maybe the stall part, or as in like the divider got torn down.
Oh, okay.
Let's picture couples holding hands and taking dumps together.
Yeah.
There's two toilets here. Everybody doesn't know, right next to each other in the room. There's been shows performed on those toilets.
Really? I've seen people take funny pictures on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, grunge has come and gone as a retro thing. Like, it's come back, and I think it's on its way out. Do either of you actually see new metal coming back? Do you see it? Will there be a day where Durst and Co. and Korn?
Yeah.
Maybe even Sugar Ray. I don't know. The early stuff, it was harder.
Like Deftones. Kind of stuff. Yeah.
Do you see a day when that's actually like, hey, you know, it rocked. It wasn't too bad.
I don't know. I mean, everything does kind of go in a cycle,
and is
right?
Is that next?
Oh, is it next?
Because we're at about, what, 96 right now? And that shit hit about 90.
Yeah. I don't know. Could be.
I think it could be.
I actually saw Deftones once at Ozfest in 99.
Did you do a flip?
I don't know if he did a flip, but I thought they were actually pretty good.
I saw him, the guy did a flip. He's known for doing a flip, yeah. But he doesn't land on his feet. So he just kind of lands on his shins.
I think the
Deftones
are the best of those because they kind of like...
What about Tool?
Like, I like some Tool
stuff. System of a
Down.
That's
different, though.
System of a Down's new metal.
System of a Down's later, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Would you say that Tool is new metal forebears?
Oh. I don't know. They're kind of more proggy metal.
Emo
proggy metal.
Emo. System of a Down, are they new metal?
That song, Chop Suey... It's fucking powerful.
Is that the wake up song? Wake up. Yeah. That's pretty good. I saw them at Ozfest too.
Were they good?
Yeah.
The second Ozfest?
It was like in 99 and I went because it was supposed to be Black Sabbath's last tour.
Was it?
No.
Did they go on more?
Yeah, they went a lot more.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was, they played and Rob Zombie played at that show too.
Thunderkiss. 69 was that their song?
Yeah.
How's that one go?
White Zombie. Thunderkiss 65.
Which one's
that? 65. I like that song, yeah.
That's a good cut. I saw them once with who the fuck was it? Anthrax and Quicksand? About 1994, maybe?
Yeah, I saw them with the Melvins and Reverend Horton Heat in like 95.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Maybe it was 95. That's cool.
That was a good show.
Favorite live show either you've ever seen? You, first man.
Me? Oh, I'd have to think about it.
Yeah, me too.
When I said that, did a couple come to mind?
Oh, the first one that came to mind is because everyone, when you come back from tour, everyone asks you the same questions a lot of times. And everyone's like, well, what's the best band you saw? I shouldn't say the band name, though. I could say the band
name.
Can I say the band name? We played with a band called Pieces in Oakland. And I don't know if it was performance art. I felt like they were fucking with us a little bit. But they, like, borrowed everything. And then they played. And they played, like, tried to play a couple songs. But they forgot them. It was a couple. I don't know if they were dating. It was a guy and a girl. And they forgot all their songs. And then they started arguing on stage. And then they got in a fight in front of everyone. And then the girl just stayed there, like, crying. And the guy disappeared.
And you think it might have been real?
It was very entertaining, though.
I think it was real.
It was real?
Nice. I think it was real. But either way, it was like definitely like...
We're like, oh, that's something
different.
Yeah, that's
different, yeah.
But that's not traditional good, I guess.
I think as far as like good shows, I saw Fugazi a couple times, and I thought that was pretty amazing. I saw some good Unwound shows.
I saw Unwound once. Rem and Firehouse.
Ooh.
No, I didn't
blonde redhead.
Oh, wow.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah, man.
I bet that one's on the wall.
It's good.
Like all the old shows are all placard on the wall.
I've seen
so
many shows. I know there's like a ton that I could. A lot of good Spitz shows and.
Any big stadium shows? Do you see those?
Sometimes.
Like McCartney.
Dave's more of the stadium guy.
Yeah.
You've had tickets for a year now for how.
I've got to see The Who.
You bought tickets for The Who a year
later
ago.
This month. I bought the tickets a year ago.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen them about 4 times.
Wow.
I saw Jimmy Page and Robert Plant once. It was like about 20 years ago.
They played together?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I saw Neil Diamond once at Key Arena. I don't see a lot of big shows. 10 years ago, maybe?
I think I was there.
With my mom.
Like 12 years.
Yeah, like they all came out of the stage or whatever.
It was in the middle.
Yeah.
I think so.
And then they played, I was just talking about the Saturday. They played the You Don't Bring Me Flowers Anymore, which is sung with Barbara Streisand on record.
Young lady
came out and they kissed for way too long at the end.
I think I remember that.
They kissed for like, it was like, there was just like, oh, that's cute. Oh, they're still kissing. Oh, they're still kissing.
It's 5 minutes.
That's it. That's at Neil's suggestion.
Yeah.
No, you should come on tour with me. You'd be perfect. Can you sing?
Are Wimps on three different record labels now, or is it all? Or is it just current? And then the last couple releases.
Yeah, we've had stuff out on three different ones. We don't have deals with them anymore. Okay. Yeah.
So we just kind of go up like we.
Just a record at a time.
Yeah.
So End of Times, Help Yourself,
and Kill Rock Stars.
And then we have another thing coming out on Harlot, a split of the last two songs from our recordings.
Harlot's a label in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing a split with a band called Satan Riders, who are friends of ours in Sacramento now. They were in Stockton. And I don't know when that's coming out.
I don't either.
Yeah.
It's going to show up someday. We'll see it.
Yeah.
Nice. And what is the date of the full length?
Full length is end of 2015, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah, with the vinyl resurgence. You never know when records are going to show up anymore. So
right.
You just order them and you sit around and you wait. And then they show up one day and then you make your release show.
Right.
And you released it. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think so. Yeah, you make sure it's here. Because otherwise, then you make a big release show and then the vinyl doesn't show up.
Yeah, so I think the release would be November, but we're not sure.
Not tomorrow.
Maybe November.
Could be next year. Hopefully not.
Could be January, but we're hoping.
We don't know. There's like one part of the process.
I didn't understand it. Really.
There's one part of the process. The electromagnetism.
Magnetism. Is that what
it's called? There's only four people that do it still. And so they got to send it off to wherever this guy is. I think he's in South America, maybe. It's on top of a mountain.
It sounds like a
wow. And he sends it back. Yeah.
I think whenever those Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd reissues come out, it really pushes things back for other...
Yeah, those fuckers.
For other every other band, yeah.
Well, are there any shows coming up in the very near future that our listeners here can go check out?
Well, if your listeners are inclined to go to a show coming up, there is one October 2nd at Chop Suey. We're playing the Childbirth record release, and it's the last Universe People.
Second to last
Universe People show, and then we're playing with Mommy Longlegs, which is a great new local band.
Newish. Yeah.
She's been in a ton of bands.
Has she? Which ones?
Webs.
Okay.
And a couple others I can't remember. Webs, another one syllable.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh. Oh, we should steal that. Steal Webs.
just steal that.
And what else? I don't know. Oh, Tummy. She was in Tummy as well.
Oh, okay. That'll be a fun show.
Singer. Yeah, that'd be really fun.
We're looking forward to that.
Childbirth's great.
Yeah, we just finished touring with Stacy.
From Childbirth.
And her other band, Pony Time.
Poner Time,
that was awesome. They're the best band.
Just the two of them.
Just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
She's an amazing drummer.
She's great.
Mm-hmm.
I miss them already. Don't you?
Yep, I miss them all the time.
They're not broken up.
No.
They're
putting out a record.
No, their record, record release is this Thursday. Is it this Thursday or is it next Thursday?
Next Thursday, I think.
Oh.
With Colleen Green.
I did the cover for the record.
Oh, you did?
So I'm personally invested in it.
You do graphic design? Or?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wow. That's my day job.
Oh.
Yeah, so their cover or their record is called Rumors 2, The Rumors Are True. And it looks, it's like a Fleetwood Mac looking cover.
That's funny. It's good.
That's good.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I've seen it.
You've seen it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's in your consciousness?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
I don't want to brag, but quite a few likes on Facebook.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in.
No problem.
Thanks for having us.
I know it's been about a half hour. You said that's probably what you wanted to do. Are you going to KEXP now?
Yeah. We're doing it
at noon, yeah.
Going to play?
Yeah.
Is your gear set up? Do you have people to do that for you?
I wish.
No, we have stuff around gear.
Yeah.
There's probably not much involved in the way of getting a whole lot of levels or with WIMPs, I would imagine.
Yeah, like, I think it's not that hard. They actually have a drum set. I'm going to kind of use part of their drum set and part of mine.
Yeah, so we got to show up with our bass rig and stuff like that. Are we supposed to be there at noon or before noon?
I don't know. I think at noon's fine.
Oh, okay. I think we should probably leave.
Yeah, but it's not going to air until September 12th.
Yeah.
So it won't be live.
We're going to edit it and do overdubs.
We can, like, do like five
and
takes.
Say it's live.
is that how they do it over there?
No, they don't. Oh, okay. No, we have a video on the internet. If you look up Stop Having Fun, KXP Wimps. Yeah, Rachel drops her guitar at the end. So, yeah.
No do-overs.
Yeah.
Why? Okay, yeah. I was going to say, why aren't we just doing it live?
Why are we?
Why aren't we just doing it live?
Why aren't we? We are doing it live.
But why aren't we just doing it live on the day they're going to air it?
Oh, I think because Cheryl Waters because we're going to be on a different show.
Oh, okay.
So they can pick what show they want.
It hasn't always been that way. I mean, did they used to do it live more, and now are they playing it safe a little bit?
I have no idea. Sure. Yeah. Rachel could speak to this.
Okay.
She used to be a DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, we can come back in when the LP comes out.
Please.
Yeah.
I appreciate you getting in touch with me. You sent me a few messages on Facebook, and I was just like, I didn't know what band you were in.
Actually, I just started writing you?
Well, you liked a few things, and then you were like, oh, can I send you an EP or something?
Uh-huh. Like,
oh, of course.
Oh, uh-huh, okay.
And it slipped to the back of my mind. Then I was like, oh, shit, all right. I know Wimps for sure.
I think I was looking back through my messages, and you had written me.
Had I written you?
Yeah.
It goes back a while, man, whatever it is.
The internet remembers.
Yeah. Internet never forgets.
Never forgets.
There's no right to be forgotten. Anyway, thanks, guys.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
So I'm going to play basically the entire new EP right now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Awesome. Thank you.
And everyone, any parting words?
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
On your WIMPs Bandcamp, go to that, right? Like, that's...
Yeah, our WIMPs Bandcamp is...
super helpful.
The way you get it is you go to Google and you search WIMPs Bandcamp.
Like, I just did.
And then it'll come up. I don't know what address it is. I think it might be thesewimps.bandcamp.com, or you can find us on the web at thesewimps.com, or you can go to Twitter at twitter.com/thesewimps, or we're also on Instagram at instagram.com/wimpsgram. Or you can email us at wimpsmusic@gmail.com. Or if you look for us on Facebook, we're at facebook.com/thesewimps. And if you're looking for us on MySpace, we're at myspace.com.
You really have MySpace?
No,
we should have done one, though. That would be funny.
What else? We have a SoundCloud, YouTube account. Anyway.
I think how it went, and now that I think of it, I definitely ask you to come on the show.
Okay.
First, for sure.
Oh, okay.
But I think prior to that, there was a little bit of...
I think maybe you played us or something.
What's that?
I think you might have played us, and then you might have tagged us in a Facebook post.
For sure.
And then I went back looking for who tagged us.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah, because I was like, who can I send it to?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, okay.
You're here now, though.
Yes.
And that's fucking important.
And now we're gone.
And we're going to play... I'm just going to play this EP because it's killer. It's short. That's not why it's killer, of course. But I like the brevity. And everybody, shit show with J-Bo. We'll talk after the CP's over. All right.
Bye.
Talk soon. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Wimps.
Thank you.
Take it as it comes. I know all this bad, but I'm It's the weekend and I don't know what to do. Just sit around and search in the house for food. That's not chicken, that's not steak. Think I got a stomach ache. That's not chicken, that's not steak. Leftovers, leftovers. Leftovers, leftovers, leftovers. Leftovers. It's a weeknight and I don't feel like going out. Just stay indoors and get myself to the couch. Eating all alone over the sink. Not as bad as you might think. Eating all alone over the sink. Leftovers, leftovers. Leftovers, leftovers, leftovers.
Settle.